afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Four endangered species of freshwater mussels now have more safety in their habitats. Following litigation by an environmental group, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has now put protections in place for the mussels. It impacts nearly 4,000 miles of river in 17 states, including Tennessee. Here's more from Derek O'Perley with member station WKMS.
The snuffbox, spectacle case, sheep nose, and rayed bean mussels need clean, flowing rivers to survive. And these new protections, brought about following a 2018 lawsuit from the Center for Biological Diversity, officially designate a critical habitat for those mussels, which have been under the protection of the Endangered Species Act since 2012. This designation prohibits federal agencies and projects requiring federal permits from destroying or adversely modifying the mussels' habitats. The CBD release says that mussels like these endangered species are especially critical for freshwater ecosystems because they naturally filter food, sediment, and pollutants from the waterways. I'm Derek O'Perley in Murray, Kentucky.
Rutherford County leaders say they can't get behind the extensive planning document that took years of effort to assemble. Work on Plan Rutherford began in 2022. It got unanimous support from the Planning Commission, but now the Daily News Journal reports the County Commission won't sign off. They're concerned about a zoning type called rural living. It caps housing at one home per acre. County officials worried that would drive up housing costs. Thousands of runners pounded the pavement in downtown Nashville on Saturday to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This was the 26th annual St. Jude Rock and Roll Marathon in Nashville. More than 25,000 people registered. Vanderbilt University junior Patrick Ford won the men's race, and former Kansas runner Kennedy Krueger won the women's marathon. Organizers say the event raised more than $18 million for St. Jude.